All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Robin Aroni is on. Bird Nerd is on. Skunk 71 is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Maligator is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. JD Joy is on. Louie Ann 5 is on. Limonson is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Vovo 960 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Those Jesus People is on. Aggravane is on. General Plowman is on. Gen 11 Live Free is on. Wait Away is on. Let me see here. Granite 2468 is on. D9597 is on. Scrolling down here. Let me see. Always under pressure. 70 times 7 is on. Will Gilbert is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Mike Griffith is on. Levin Carl 11 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Sunwood 45 is on. Sexy Ponies on. Auntie Mama is on. Let me give a couple more here. The one and only Nude Monk already in the rant at $20. Thank you so much, Nude Monk is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Greg9mon is on. Somehow I've screwed up the chat. Hold on. I'll fix it. Whatever. I'm going to fix the iPad. It's obviously an iPad malfunction.
Of course.
How many would agree? It's iPad malfunction.
It's Apple. That's Tim Cook.
See? Todd Stuff is on. Stephen Toms is on. LEG 1963 is on. I'm going to grab two more here. Mocha Thin is on. TJT1 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Now, let me just say this before we get into the ICE facility shooting. Not everyone's pretty much seen it. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. Got two dead, four shot, including the suspect. The stats are already there. Here's the key thing: I'm going to mirror what JD Vance just did. You know, we don't on the right need to cool down our rhetoric at all. And you know, Tom, you've been talking about this since the Charlie Kirk shooting. That's correct. We don't need to cool it down. By us cooling it down, we're actually capitulating to their hot speech. We need to go ahead and fire back at them rhetorically. We need to fire back at them in speech, because it's not going to do us any good to soften our speech, because all that does for a leftist who operates at the level of a 12-year-old middle school age prepubescent girl is inflame their rhetoric. When we soften it, they go, ooh, there's blood in the water. Ooh, I see a weak spot. I'm now going to heat up my rhetoric. So no, we just need to go ahead and keep on doing what we're doing, locking up every illegal that we see. They don't want to, it's just like Tom Ullman says, when we go into a sanctuary city, they refuse to let us into their jails to peaceably get these guys. Well, no problem. Then we'll go get them at their apartment complexes. And you know what? We'll grab a whole lot of other people who weren't going to be caught up in the sweep, who are also there, that are also illegal as collateral damage. Because what they're doing primarily now is going after people who have felony arrest or final deportation orders. So they're going after them and not really going after it's impossible to speak leftist. The non-criminal illegal, well, they're all criminals, but the ones who didn't commit a subsequent criminal act prior after their initial criminal act of illegally entering our country. So, but what happens is if you're going to not let us get the ones that we're targeting at the jail, then we'll get them at their apartment complex and gather a whole bunch of other illegals and collateral damage while we're there. So that's exactly the rhetoric that needs to be said to their face over and over and over again. You cannot back down, because the moment that you back down, you allow their heated rhetoric to dictate to you. You cannot do it. All right, Homeland Security video. Trisha Ohio discusses the shooting this morning at the Dallas ICE field office. Play for me.
Dana, we want to give you guys as much information, the American public, as much information as we possibly can, but details are very much still emerging. Right now, we're praying for our law enforcement, for the detainees, and for the local law enforcement who is also on scene. We know that there were three fatalities, potentially detainees, not ICE law enforcement at this time, that there have been other injuries, and some individuals are in critical condition, and we'll get you that information as soon as possible. As far as the shooter goes, there was a self-inflicting gunshot wound, and he is dead. He's deceased. We believe that he was shooting at law enforcement and the detainees from an apartment building. Again, those details are still murky. It looked like it might have been a sniper or some sort of a long form shot. But as soon as we have more information, we will give that out. But we do ask the American public, please join us in praying for the victims, for our law enforcement. You know, we've been saying for months that the rhetoric around our law enforcement, particularly ICE, the dehumanization, the demonization, has spun so far out of control, and that someone is going to get hurt or someone's going to get killed. And we hope that's not today, but this must stop. And I do have to know, almost a month to the date, at this Dallas ICE field office, we actually had a bomb threat there, a viable bomb threat. So we know that there has been really out of control rhetoric and threats against them. And please join us in praying.
Trish, we take your message to heart. Thank you for that. Let's try and...
All right, so there we go. The official stats from Grok are, because it's getting, you get different stats from different sources, but from Grok now, and that's the culmination of everything that's being put out on Twitter. Three total people were shot outside of the shooter. So four people were shot because the shooter shot himself. Out of the three that were shot, one is dead. All three that were shot were illegal aliens that were being detained at the ICE center. What happened was, is the shooter, who again is confirmed a leftist, and I mean, and I don't want to, I've got to cover the story more than go off onto my own little rampages. But once again, how in the world can any leftist espouse the viewpoint that right wingers are committing any acts of violence? Where? I mean, here we go now. Right now we have two. We have the Kavanaugh attempt. We have the two Trump attempts. We have the Scalise shooting. We have the Trump shooting. We have the Charlie Kirk assassination. Now we have a random trans activist leftist Antifa person. I don't know if he's trans yet. But anyway, shooting randomly into a building with a high-powered rifle. I think it was an AR. Shooting into a building because they're so stupid. They don't even know how to really even use a rifle. So he just starts. He's anti-ICE. So he shoots into a building that's an ICE facility. Hey, moron, what do you think is inside the ICE facility? The very illegals that you allegedly want to protect, that you've now blown one of their heads off. Brilliant. Brilliant idea. So anyway, there's the stats. Here's the guy that actually did the shooting. Patriot Oasis tweet. Dallas ICE shooter has officially been identified as Joshua John, 29. Reports suggest John posted several communist left-wing memes on social media before he conducted the shooting against the ICE facility in Dallas. He also voted for, he was registered Democrat, voted for Democrats or made a Democratic Party contribution in 2020. It's confirmed he's a leftist. It's absolutely confirmed he's a leftist. Everybody knows it. Go to the next one for me. This is how this was his demise. He shot himself right in the head after committing this crime, murdering one person, shooting three, and then of course he killed himself. So that is him right after he went to hell for all of eternity. So there you go. So this, you can bring it. I don't need everybody staring at that for a while. I'm sitting here talking. But anyway. So here we are once again. Aaron just sent me the rifle that was used. It was a Kar 98K bolt action rifle chambered in an 8mm Mauser. There you go. So high power rifle. And you shot him. Have you seen the damage that it did to himself with a close contact gunshot wound right there? But anyway, so here it is again. There's no arguments. And I just have to say this again because you're going to hear it. You're going to hear the stupid rhetoric on like Abby Phillips on CNN, where she's going to espouse the ADL study, the Anti-Defamation study, and various other studies that falsely attribute violence to the right. How do they falsely attribute violence to the right using statistical data? It's very simple. What they do in the ADL study was they attributed all political violence, all violence aimed at the government, to right-wingers, all of it. This is the ADL study. This is post-2020. So they attributed all Summer of Love violence, every building that was burned, every Apple store that was looted, every Nike store that was looted, they attributed that violence to right-wingers because it was allegedly against the government. So all BLM violence was attributed to us. Can you believe that? All Antifa violence has been attributed to us in these studies that are quoted by CNN, that are quoted by MSNBC, CBS, ABC, and NBC, and Wall Street Journal and everybody else. So when they say, well, it really has been proven over the years that, you know, that right wingers are far more likely to commit violent crime than left wingers, it's not remotely true. Because, and not only that, but let's just all look at what our eyes are seeing. When has a right winger committed any act of violence that you could even name? When? Not one. When has a right winger ever even tried to assassinate a left winger? They'll all talk about Melissa Hortman in Minnesota. That wasn't a right winger. How's it a right winger when he's got no King's protest posters in his car, was put into office by Tim Walz. Tim Walz, the most disgusting politician on the planet, the most violent, violence-instigating politician on the planet outside of Gavin Newsom, nominates a Trump supporter, and this alleged Trump supporter leaves his wife and moves in with a fat man. Really? I mean, so Tim Walz is going to nominate MAGA, and then they'll say that the attacker of Paul Pelosi was right wing. He was a homeless nudist, and when he did live in a house, it had a gay pride flag flying in front of the house that he lived in part time. How's a gay nudist is going to be showing up at a MAGA rally? I mean, so just don't. I mean, I know that everybody who watches this show, 1,870 people that are watching right now, you know, and you're red pilled, but make sure other people know too and put it out on Twitter. These are lies. The ADL study's a lie, and the other studies that they espouse are all lies. So let's look at what the media was saying about the shooting today. Benny Johnson video, CNN reporting on the shooting at the Dallas ICE facility. Play for me.
Those ICE agents not shot or hurt. We do not know, however, the motive of the shooter. That still remains an open question and will be under investigation, and we'll be continuing to ask our sources more about that. But what the Department of Homeland Security has pointed out is that this same facility back in late August also had to contend with a bomb threat at that facility. So certainly ICE has been contending with additional assaults, attacks, and threats to their facilities.
And at a previous ICE facility, there was another shooting, not what, 2 months ago, by a left winger. Then they had a bomb threat by a left winger, and now they've had a real shooting by a left winger, who people were actually shot. The other one was a real shooting too; they just didn't hit anybody. And CNN again, just always remind everybody, because the demons are the same no matter what decade that you're in. The same demons running Hitler in 1930s are running the left right now, and Hitler was not alt-right; Hitler was alt-left. You can't be alt-right and be a socialist, National Socialist Party. And none of their rhetoric makes any sense. The only thing that their rhetoric is violent. That's all that it is. But if you're going to have a Hitler, what do you have to have? Can anybody name it?
Goebbels.
You got to have a Goebbels, and you've got to have a Mengele. So they already have Anthony Fauci, so that's their Mengele. And then their Goebbels, of course, is the mainstream media. You're actually going to come out and say, when you know every single day, now, of course, the left doesn't cover it, just like they didn't want to cover the Charlie Kirk shooting. They didn't attack the shooter. They didn't attack the atrocity that was the shooting. They attacked Charlie Kirk and that he deserved to be shot. And believe me, the only reason why anybody got fired at all was because of you, people like you and I, putting it out on Twitter and calling for people to be fired. I know Jimmy Kimmel's back now. He wasn't really fired. He was suspended. But anyway, here you have to have the media come out and actually espouse that which they know is blatantly ridiculous. They know it's blatantly ridiculous because they're covering, or they know about, every single day there are ICE facilities under assault by who? MAGA? Is it me and Aaron and Will out there? with our pink hats out in front of ICE facilities? Is it us three? Is it you out there doing? Absolutely not. So they know who it is. That, I mean, what right winger was arrested for throwing cinder blocks at ICE vehicles? Us? Was it Aaron? Was it me? Was it you? No, it's a leftist every single time. Not 90 out of 100, not 95 out of 100 out of 100. They know it. And you lack all integrity. That woman that was just on CNN, I don't know her name because I don't watch CNN except for the clips that I put on the podcast. That woman probably is a wife, probably is a mother. And she's a liar who lies and lies about her lies. That is who she is. And she pops out her evil demon spawn. She has children. Don't have children. I mean, I'm all for, I want our population to increase, but not from them. Not from their evil spawn. I mean, I can't imagine. There's three of us in this room, and I know everybody well in this room, and I know their wives well. I mean, I can't imagine I'm not going to mention everybody's wife's names, but I just can't imagine us going home and looking our wives in the eyes, and we're liars who lie and lie about our lies. I mean, I just can't. And then raise children to be a liar who lies and lies about their lies. I mean, I can't imagine living a life like that. Speaking of that, let's go to another CNN clip. Tom Elliott video, CNN Intel analyst, Aaron.
No, of course.
Okay, there you go. I mean, if it's an Intel analyst, wow. I mean, he's got to be right. Because yeah. his title is Intel analyst.
Yeah.
Should be anal. Just take the YST off. Anal analyst.
Analyst.
Should be an Intel anal guy.
Analyst.
Yeah, analyst. He's an analyst. Suggests, he probably is. He probably, that's what he is in life. Probably got a furry boyfriend, just like the Kirk shooter. With a furry butt plug they pulls out every night. Hey, it's time, honey. Oh. Ooh, that just gets me all excited. Oh. What I mean, these people. That's the left. They're the one. That's the left. Tom Elliott video. CNN Intel analyst suggests the Dallas ICE facility, get this one, may have been shot up by an angry Republican, just like Charlie Kirk was shot in a celebratory gunshot. Play it for me.
Very fluid, and as Chief Ramsey pointed out, they are sorting through who is this gunman, what is the identity, what is the background, what are the messages connected with this shooting, and that is something we may learn in the course of the press conference in terms of messages. But where we are right this minute is, as Chief Ramsey framed it, we don't know whether this was an anti-migrant shooting. Because of the victimology, who was struck, or whether this is an anti-ICE shooting. And the governor's statements about assassination suggest he has some information that we don't have yet and that may not be entirely clear to authorities. So the press conference is going to be very pivotal because they're going to be able to tell us in some form what they know, what they don't know, and what they're doing to find out.
And just for our viewers to understand.
So this guy giving his opinion, this CNN Intel analyst, he comes out, I mean, he gets up in the morning, he puts on a tie, and he says, you know, probably has himself a cup of coffee, has a bowl of cereal, talks to his wife, whatever. And what is he? He's a liar. Who lies and lies about his lies. I mean, you're just a repulsive, disgusting, demonic human being. The father of lies is Satan. And you are a liar for a living. They had already found, I don't know if he knew this yet, or maybe I can't say before this broadcast whether they found or not, but I'm pretty sure they had because it got out pretty quickly. But I don't know that. They had already found that he had inscripted on one of the rounds Antifa. That's going to be MAGA shooting up an ICE facility randomly. This is a liar who lies about his lies. That's who he is. That's who you are as a human being. And that's your motivation in life is, hey, you know what? I know I'm going to go in and lie now. I mean, I don't, you're like, Tom, can you get past it? We need you to cover all the news. I have a hard time understanding. I have a hard time not understanding things because I don't understand how it is that you are, if you're Jake Tapper and you're a liar who endlessly lies and then lies about your lies and lies about covering your lies. I don't understand these people. Honestly, Jake Tapper, you know, I discovered through my research after Biden left office that he had diminished cognitive capacity. Oh, really? That's when you discovered it, Jake? I mean, how do you live like that? All right, let's go to the next one. Johnny MAGA video. So here's Trey Gowdy, of course, living up to the tradition that now is Trey Gowdy, a bent over puppet for the left. Johnny MAGA video, Fox News, Trey Gowdy speculates. Play for me.
I do want to know, if he was shooting at detainees, then we got a problem, because due process does not include a citizen taking a shot at somebody, no matter how long they've been in the country, and now no matter how illegally. But
it's just, remember Trey Gowdy with all of the Russian collusion hoax? The FBI's got a job to do, and we need to let him do it. I mean, I'm wondering, what is Trey Gowdy's motives? You have to ask. I guess he wants to be like the next John McCain, where you're accepted on both sides, although you're really not accepted on both sides because people like me despise you. But, I mean, you're accepted because there's really three sides. You have basically all Republicans, with the few exceptions like you and I, then, which are all center left or hardcore leftists. And then you have the Democrats who are all hardcore leftists. That's, and then you have all what they would call extreme right, like alt-right like us. That's it. Those are the three political parties. So you have, again, you have real right-wingers, rhinos, and Democrats. And the ones, every one of them outside of people like Trump, outside of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody else in Washington, D.C. is a rhino or a leftist. Remember, a rhino is not a Republican in name only. They're actually a left, hardcore leftist or center leftist. But Trey Gowdy must be wanting to cross over, must be wanting to transition and be accepted in Democratic cocktail parties. And it's not just Democratic cocktail parties, because it's an incestuous establishment cocktail party circuit inside of D.C. that obviously Trey Gowdy now is trying to get as many check boxes checked as he possibly can. Oh, yeah. If this was somebody shooting at detainees, we got a problem. Oh, yeah, Trey, the guy, the Antifa guy who voted for Joe Biden, and the guy who voted for Joe Biden in 2020, who puts Antifa on there. Yeah, Trey, that's going to be somebody shooting at migrants. Trey, who are you trying to impress? You disgusting, repulsive, devoid of all integrity of human dignity, little spineless, disgusting worm that you are, who now is bent over. You see, Trey, you don't even just bend over. You're a butt cheek grabber. You bend over, and then you grab each butt cheek, you spread it wide, and you let the left come right into you with a turkey baster. That's who you are. You're a disgusting human being. Who are you trying to impress with that? Oh, you're hoping to get on CNN? You're hoping for a contract with CNN? You're hoping what the Tapper puts you on? You're hoping that Joy Reid doesn't have a show anymore, but someone like Joy Reid will put you on? Is that what you're hoping for, Trey? No wonder nothing ever got done when it came to collusion, because you were the one kind of running the collusion investigation on Capitol Hill. And you had all of these different great montages that we all loved at the time because we thought you were legit. We loved them all. And it was all just a big freaking show, because that's all that DC is. And you perpetuate that system. You're a disgusting human being. Absolutely disgusting. All right, another Johnny MAGA video. MSNBC's Aaron, this one's a law enforcement analyst.
Good.
Law enforcement, because we already had the intel analyst, and now we have the law enforcement analyst. What exactly is an intel analyst? Because were you an expert in intel? Were you ever in intel? Did you ever conduct any intel? Probably not. And side by side, real quick, I doubt this guy right here was ever in law enforcement, but yet he qualifies as a law enforcement analyst. So, and this is MSNBC's analyst. Says you can't just assume the ICE shooter was a leftist. Play for me.
You can't just assume by that what was written on that shell casing that's necessarily his motivation. He could have been doing that to thinking it was funny, trying to put law enforcement on the wrong track. This is where when you analyze the person's phone, computer, talk to his family and friends, that you get an idea of what his motivation perhaps really was.
Just imagine the galactic level of genius you have to be when you see a round that the shooter had that says anti, I said, I thought it said Antifa. That's even worse. And it says anti-ICE on it. And then you are going to get up in the morning, put your coat and tie on, have a cup of coffee with your wife, look her in the eye, knowing that you're a liar who lies and lies about your lies. You're going to go in there and do that.
Yep.
And imagine the galactic level of genius that you have to be to go in and espouse that this guy isn't necessarily left wing, even though he's got anti-ICE on his bullets. And every single day in the United States, there's an attack on an ICE officer. And many people don't even know that ICE officers have actually been killed. They don't even know that. So, I mean, imagine being that man. Aren't you just thankful that you're not? Let's go to the next one. Eric Doherty video breaking. Dallas, Texas ICE facility director demands the left, not the right, the left tone down the rhetoric. Play for me.
An officer in North Texas for your support. This is the second time I've had to stand in front of you and talk about a shooter at one of my facilities. And I think that the takeaway from all of this is that the rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence against ICE employees. So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous, and people are losing their lives. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
I almost did it, but I didn't. I decided not to do it because I thought it was just kind of prideful and arrogant, so I didn't do it. But last night, what did I say? When we put it on the podcast last night from, I believe it's MSNBC, I can't remember, but or it's just NBC News. But they had put out that ICE had held a five-year-old girl as ransom so that her dad would turn himself in. But what actually happened was during a chase, he abandoned her.
Yep.
Remember that? And what did I say? I said, this is going to lead to violence. Yep. And what happened today? Violence. The media puts it out. And again, these people get up in the morning, they have a cup of coffee with their spouse, and they're responsible for killing human beings. They are. It's their rhetoric that's causing this. If you're going to endlessly call ICE Gestapo, okay, one of your... Now, here's the thing that's funny about this, and I don't mean that literally funny, sarcastically funny, is that you and I, maybe not you, but I have harsh rhetoric, and I call the FBI the brown shirt Gestapo for the Democratic Party. But you notice how no right-wingers ever attacked the FBI.
Weird.
You know, it's because we have morals.
Yeah.
But when you're a deranged leftist who can't determine men from women, you're probably going to end up attacking somebody. When you're already hyped up on all those translucent drugs and everything else, and you're lowering testosterone, and you're raising other hormones, and you're lowering other hormones, and you're already and you're contemplating lopping off your own penis anyway, you're probably very apt to commit violence because you're really apt to commit violence on your own body. But anyway, so here you have this ICE official. Now, just keep in mind that ICE guy looks like he's in his 40s, maybe early 50s, something along those lines. So he's been an ICE officer for a very long time. So he was an ICE officer probably under Obama. So he was a hero under Obama, but now he's a villain. I mean, just think about what it is to be a leftist. All these people were heroes not 9 months ago? The heroes that were facilitating and changing diapers at the border, facilitating the illegals across the border so that Joe Biden could bring in 15,000 illegals per day that we knew about. 25 million total into the country, about the grand total of three New York cities were brought into the country by Joe Biden that we know about. They were heroes not 9 months ago, but now all of these people are brown shirt Gestapo. You're like, where do you get that from? Another Eric Doherty. Got a lot of Eric Doherty videos tonight. Follow him on Twitter. I can't call it X, folks. It just doesn't resonate with me. Follow him on Twitter. So anyway, Eric Doherty video. Breaking. After a Texas ICE facility was shot up this morning, the White House is slamming Rep. John, you side by side that real quick. I always like to give a little reference pick going into it. But anyway, John Larson, this year's Johnny, for going on an unhinged shouting rant about ICE being Gestapo. Play it for me.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourself.
Okay. What? Now they're innocent? Johnny boy is innocent? I mean, if that was me and I did that, and now I don't know what state he's from, but I would be sitting there going, am I a contributing factor to this? I mean, the ultimate responsibility is the unhinged shooter, but I'm just saying, what happened with Steve Scalise? Bernie Sanders caused it. Bernie Sanders caused Steve Scalise to never be the same again. He caused Steve Scalise to be shot by an AR-15. Because what did Bernie Sanders do? He said that the Republicans' Medicaid bill... The Republicans' Medicaid bill would kill people. So this unhinged shooter goes out and shoots Steve Scalise. Who caused it? Bernie Sanders did. That rep, thank you, Aaron, from John Larson is the U.S. representative, is a U.S. representative from, of course, not a red state, a blue state, and the blue state being Connecticut. Sure. Let's go to the next one. Here's a little montage of all the leftists. If only there were some way to determine whose fault it was, May's video. Play for me.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake
up. Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a five-alarm fire, everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack.
Oh, the messages with an S are anti-ICE in nature. I wonder why that would be. I mean, you think about the morons that were on that video. I don't know if I remember every one of them, but you started off with Dan Goldman calling ICE the Gestapo. Then you had Gavin Newsom saying, and Aaron picked this up and I didn't, that every brown and black person is illegal and will be scooped up by ICE. And that these people are disappeared. And I want to challenge Gavi, little gay Gavi. Hey, gay Gavi, name one that's disappeared. Go ahead, name them. Give us a list. I'll give you credit if you can name one person that has disappeared and nobody has any idea where they are. Can anybody, Gavin? Can you please name me the one? I would love to know that. I would love to know which one it is. Oh, Aaron's highlighting them as we go.
Yes.
All right, now go to JB Fatboy Pritzker. I mean, JB, you know what? Maybe eat something other than carbs. You know, just something, maybe mix some sort of beef into your diet. Something other than sugar wrapped in sugar, washed down with sugar, you fat slob, who also called ICE the Gestapo. Then you have Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries then threatens to unmask all ICE officers and says that you're not going to get away with wearing your masks. That is the minority leader of and past, thank God, Speaker of the House. And then you've got our favorite of all, Tampon Timmy, whose point in life, his whole mission in life, is to make sure that there are feminine products in boys' bathrooms. He says that they are being disappeared and sent to, quote, foreign torture dungeons. What? Could you please name where the foreign torture dungeon is? Gee, I wonder why it is that cinder blocks are bouncing off of ICE vehicles. And he also said unmarked vans and ununiformed officers. Really, Timbo, that's really what you think? First of all ICE agents do have insignia on them, and of course they have unmarked police cars, as there's unmarked police cars guarding you every freaking day of your miserable tampon life. And then he says that we have to have a firewall against the federal government. That would be, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Will. Would that not be a seditious conspiracy?
Yes.
When you're saying that you have to have a firewall between federal law enforcement and the subjects of their prosecution?
Yeah.
And subjects of their arrest?
Illegal.
And by the way, if you're going, yeah, they're all illegal. And here's the thing. By the way, you're going to call them Gestapo. Give me one thing that they have in common with the Gestapo, because the Gestapo in Germany never rounded up illegals. What was the problem with the Gestapo? What was the problem with the legitimate Gestapo was that they were rounding up German citizens, idiots. They were rounding up illegal aliens that had illegally gone through the German southern border, northern border, south border, east border, west border, whatever border. They weren't rounding up illegals, you stupid idiots. ICE has nothing in common with the Gestapo because they are rounding up people who have invaded this country. I don't care if they've been here 15 years. They're illegal. They need to be deported. Period. They need to self-deport, and maybe they can get a worker's visa. I'm in favor of worker's visas, and come back in.
Yeah.
If you self-deport. So they have nothing in common. Every time the left labels anybody Gestapo, the people that they're labeling has nothing in common with Nazis. The only people who have anything in common with Nazis are the people labeling other people Nazis, the left. And Hitler was a leftist, just like all of these people are socialists. Hitler was the leader of the National Socialist Party. they forced vaccinations. They instituted basically concentration camps. But we just had COVID camps. Who did that, right or left? Oh, let me see. The left. Who was it that rounded up every Japanese citizen? That's Gestapo-like, is it not? Because that has everything to do with Hitler. Because Hitler was rounding up his own citizens and putting them in concentration camps. Let's see, who did that in the early 40s here? That would be the Democratic Party again, rounding up every Japanese citizen and putting them in a concentration camp. The only people who ever act Hitlerian are the left, because Hitler is the left. All right, moving on. Lance, where are we at? Real Robert?
Yes, sir.
All right, Real Robert video. Oh, here is Hakeem Jeffries' full statement. Play for him.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
Every single one of them, no matter who it is, and no matter how long it takes, will be identified. This is the minority leader of the House of Representatives in a seditious conspiracy against federal law enforcement? Yes, it is. You could actually criminally charge him. Let's go to the next one. Lance Gooden tweet. Why are ICE officers being shot? I don't know. Yesterday afternoon. What afternoon? What afternoon, Aaron?
That'd be yesterday.
That'd be yesterday.
Yep.
And yesterday afternoon, Ilhan Omar called for ICE to be abolished. Last night, Gavin Newsom called for people to push back against ICE agents. Today, an anti-ICE radical shot up a Dallas ICE facility. Oh, there's no connection. That's just all coincidence, right?
Right.
There's nothing to it here. There's no correlation, causation, or anything else, right?
No.
It's a direct result of the left's anti-ICE rhetoric. Of course it is. And then what are they... So you have Charlie Kirk assassinated. We have an ICE facility shot up. By the way, I didn't even report, I never got to it. An ABC News affiliate was shot up after they suspended Jimmy Kimmel. That was shot up by the left.
Yep.
And then they'll tell the right to cool their rhetoric because our rhetoric causes them to have heated rhetoric, which then causes their maniacs to go out and shoot up facilities and people. That's what they say. That's the logic of the left. I want everyone to capture that because that's what they put out, is that our rhetoric causes them to heat up their rhetoric, which causes their maniacs to go out and shoot right wingers. It's like all the parenting that I've seen throughout my life, the parenting. I remember I was at a flag football game and I watched a friend of mine's kid punch his mother in the face. And what their excuse was that he's brilliant.
Oh.
He can't control himself. He's too smart to control himself. Somebody told me that about their dog one time. We can't train our dog. She's just too smart. Too smart to be trained. So that's the mindset of the left. All right, let's go to the next one. Laura Loomer video. Is that where I'm at?
Yep.
All right, Laura Loomer video. It's worth noting. Here's Jasmine Crockett from Texas. Here's what she espouses. Play for me.
When I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period, but if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Oh, I wonder why an ICE facility gets shot up today and they actually end up killing an illegal because of Ilhan Omar for sure. But Jasmine Ghetto Rat Crockett, she says that ICE reminds her of slave patrols. You know what? If we were to actually dissect that for just a moment, let's do that. These slave patrols that she's talking about, where did they originate and who originated them? Her own party. That's who originated them because that was Ku Klux Klan activity and that was from the Democratic Party. who's still just as racist as they ever were. They get caught. Every now and then they get caught with Biden, with talking about Obama. He's the first clean black man he's seen. That sort of rhetoric. They get caught, but they use the black population to usher in their totalitarianism because they can't be elected without the black vote. Did they ever notice how the black population in every single demographic gets worse and worse and worse? And every economic demographic, worse and worse. Social demographic, worse and worse and worse. Everybody notice that? As they've acquiesced and exclusively vote for the Democratic Party for the last, I don't know, 100 years until Trump came along. Trump starts to turn things around. Got 25% of the male black vote this time. Jesse Kelly video. Watch this video. It's from a few months ago. Yes, she says, strike ready. Here's Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. Play it for me.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
Aaron, can you put that side by side real quick, just that pick right there that you got? Now, do you think she's strike ready for anything?
I want to strike.
She couldn't be strike ready for a gnat. And then street ready, Congresswoman Jayapal couldn't walk from here to the door, and the door is 12 yards away. These fat women who have no control over their own lives, they want the Democratic Party to be strike ready. And we played the videos last night where you had Antifa outside of an ICE facility preparing for an assault on ICE. And then you had the classroom that had 150 people in a jam-packed classroom when they were preparing to assault ICE also in Los Angeles, California. And then Congressman Jayapal is telling people to be strike ready. I wonder why it is that the ICE facility was struck then. And then she'll tell me to lower my rhetoric. Aaron, what did you say about the Slave Patrol thing?
Oh, yeah. No, about ICE is...
This is what Jasmine Crockett said, that ICE reminds her of the Slave Patrols.
Yeah, which is crazy because they were created in 1789 to stop child exploitation, human trafficking, and forced labor.
Oh, so they were the opposite of the Slave Patrol. So, of course, Jasmine Crockett espouses a bold-faced lie. She espouses the opposite of the truth as truth.
Yep.
That's the Democratic Party, espousing the opposite of truth with demonic conviction as truth. That's what they do. All right, go to the next one. Guess who's back? For some reason, Hillary Clinton's back.
Oh, good.
I don't know why, but she's back. She was filmed on the street. She's going around giving her little demonic interviews. I don't know why she's back. I'm assuming she's afraid of indictment. I don't know why, but she's back. Patriot Oasis video. Here's Hillary Clinton blast the Trump administration for not giving Will's favorite two words, due process, to narco-terrorists. Play it for me.
Look at what they're doing in the Caribbean. Shooting boats. You know, boats with 7-10 people in them. These are not, you know, destroyers. These are not frigates. These are little motorboats. These are, you know, boats in the Caribbean. They're shooting them out of the water. No due process, no real definition of why, other than they must be drug runners. They don't know that. And besides, given the power of the United States Navy, they could pull them over. They could find out if there's something in there. They don't have to kill those people. The former president of the Philippines, Duterte, is in the International Court of Justice right now because he did that in the Philippines. He went around and he goes, this guy looks like a drug dealer. Kill him. He had gangs of government-sanctioned killers killing people he determined were drug users or drug dealers.
Oh, really? Now, we actually showed a video of this the other night, these altered speed bumps with like four giant 200 horsepower outboards on the back. And they've sealed themselves, like it's basically, Aaron called it, like a combination speedboat submarine. And their exclusive purpose is to hide under the water with just a window above the water so that they can bring drugs into the United, transport drugs in the United States. We don't need to give them due process. There is no due process. Again, if they are entering the United States illegally, what does that make them?
illegal.
All right, so they have no due process. So there's no due process required. It's got nothing to do with the Philippine prime minister. Two different stories completely. And everybody going.
Oh, I was just going to say, and legally, because of the fact that Trump.
Legally.
And legally, because Trump designated them a terrorist organization, then he has the legal ability to strike them.
Excellent point. I forgot about that. Yeah, once you, he's designated them for that reason. So you know what we can do now? 50 cal rouse.
Yep,
rouse.
Bye.
That's it. There's your due process. And by the way, even the boat that they shot, and she's talking about. And remember, this is 13-hour Hillary. The boat, and I'll bring that up in just a second. But anyway, the boat that they shot, what did they do first? Will and know this from the military. They shot tracer rounds across its bow numerous times. They gave it all kinds of warning rounds to stop. Mm-hmm. Did it stop? No. So if you don't stop, after, you know what? If I see a 50 cal tracer round fly across my face, guess what I'm going to do? I'm stopping.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. They're not stopping. So they lost their lives, and now they became fish food. That's on them. Now, this is 13-hour Hillary, though, criticizing the killing of illegal narco terrorists from Venezuela who have been designated as terrorists, who basically assassinated 13 Americans at Benghazi. Remember that was Hillary's in charge of Benghazi. Now, what caused Benghazi? Play that for me.
We came... We saw he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
So the timing was off on that, but that was the video. All right, so she came, she was talking about Muammar Gaddafi. We came, we saw he died. Destabling Libya, which caused Benghazi. Not, remember she came out, and Susan Rice, they trotted out Susan Rice, who's a liar, who lies and lies about her lies, sends emails to herself right when she's leaving office saying that she followed all the rules. That's who these people are. I mean, it's just so disgusting. But anyway, she causes Benghazi. Then you have the 13 hours of Americans sitting on top of the embassy trying to defend their lives while Hillary sits there in the situation room and does what? Nothing. And then afterwards, we get told there was no time to respond. How would you know that you had no time to respond if you never responded? And you're telling me that we can't get assets to Libya in 13 hours when we have ships everywhere in the Mediterranean. We have military bases everywhere in that area. It wouldn't take an hour and a half to get anybody there. So you had to have heroes like Chris Peranto and people like that that actually saved the lives that they were able to save. That disgusting human being. Remember the quintessential Washingtonian quote. What difference at this point does it make why they were killed? You know why she said that? Because she killed them.
Yep.
With her Benghazi, with her assassination of Muammar Gaddafi, which, by the way, why did they do that, by the way?
Mm.
Oh, Aaron, because he's a horrible, evil person.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
I mean, Hillary and Bill are so pristine.
Yes.
You know, Bill, the child molester.
Right.
And Hillary, who has, what's her body count now? But anyway, so... Why did they kill Muammar Gaddafi? See, this is the thing. I used to be, I don't know what pill it is before you're red-pilled, blue-pilled, whatever it is. But anyway, before I was red-pilled, just right when COVID happened, 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, I thought, well, Muammar Gaddafi, bad. U.S., good. That's how I thought. Well, why did they kill him, though? It's very strange. It's very strange. There's the same things happen every time.
Yes.
Because the reason why he was killed was why we bombed Iran. Just so you know, what was he doing? He was trying to set up the gold standard in Africa. He had already gone to the Obama administration and volunteered to renounce all weapons building and all aspirations for nuclear weapons.
Yep.
He'd already done that. It was done. So why would you go kill him? Well, because he refused to be part of the World Bank and was setting up a gold standard for Africa. Who owns the World Bank, basically? London and Israel. And if you're not going to cooperate with the World Bank and the IMF, you get bombed or you get assassinated, right? You know, Charlie Kirk just got assassinated. What was he turning against? Oh, yeah, it's weird. Everything has that in common, does it not? What country is everybody, including Trump right now, turning their ire towards? Russia, who refuses to be part of the World Bank, the central bank system. That's weird, isn't it? Want to have their own. They want to, Aaron, how dare they? They want to have their own sovereign economy.
Of course.
How dare you?
It's a little strange.
Why would you? How dare you want to be sovereign? Why would you want to be a sovereign country? Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to be a globalist whore state?
Yeah, just join us.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you want to be a globalist whore state in the globalist limousine to be used and kicked out when they're done with you?
Right.
Disheveled, rode hard, put away wet. Why would you want that? Why would you? Why wouldn't you? I mean, doesn't everybody want to be used and abused?
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah. Speaking of the most repulsive human beings on the planet, side by side, that for me, Aaron, to give everybody a reference point. So there he is. Yeah, Ian Yeager video. California Governor Gavin Newsom. Why was the ICE facility attacked? I don't know. Quote from Gavi. I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation. Oh, it's the first in the nation, so it must be good if it's the first in the nation. To unmask ICE agents. Play for me.
I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation, saying enough. To ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? If you're going to go out and you're going to do enforcement, provide an ID. Tell us which agency you represent. Provide us basic information that all local law enforcement is required to provide.
It's always amazing to me. I'm like, he's always such a tough guy. You know, go ahead and arrest me. What are you afraid of? And he's even said that before. He's even said that about ICE agents. What are you afraid of, tough guy? This is a guy who's never done anything in his life. He's Nancy Pelosi's nephew by marriage. He's never accomplished anything in his life except public service, being elected via political prostitution into office. Disgusting adulterer. That's who he is. Never accomplished anything, but he always uses the tough guy thing as if he's Mr. Tough Guy. And Mr. Tough Guy is the owner of a vineyard. He's got walls and guns around him that you're not allowed to have, that he wants to outlaw the very protections that he has for himself that he would never outlaw for you. Right behind his left shoulder, that big, tall dork, that is Scotty Wiener, state senator for the state of California. And him and Gavin like to team up. Those two, they like to team up. What did they team up on? Him and Gavin. They teamed up on lessening the criminal penalties for those who anally rape 14-year-olds. That's who Gavin Newsom is with Scotty Wiener there. Apropos name, Scotty Wiener. who, by the way, is a very flamboyant homosexual who's into sadomasochism. These guys. And Gavin Newsom's wife, her passion in life is to lop off testicles. She loves to make sure that she castrates men and lops off penises and breasts of 14-year-old girls. That's her passion, is transgender surgery rights. That's who these disgusting human beings are. And what does he do? Now, remember now, if you are afraid of COVID in September of 2025 and standing outside of an ICE facility in Los Angeles, you can be masked from here to there, fully masked. That's it. You're allowed to do that. But ICE agents who are kicking out felonious rapists out of this country can't be masked, according to Gavin Newsom. But Aaron brings up the valid point. Doesn't matter. It's a typical Democratic move. Doing something that's a big, giant chunk of clickbait, a giant attention getter, a giant dramatic event that has absolutely zero actual impact. Because Gavi can't outlaw federal. Gavin, do you understand the difference between state and federal? Tough guy, greasy-haired, tough guy. Do you understand the difference? You can't outlaw a federal agent from wearing a mask, you stupid idiot. These people are not smart. Let's go. Let's attack Gavin Newsom for a while. Isn't it fun? Let's do it. All right. Kevin Dalton video last night. Here's Gavin Newsom talking to Stephen Colbert. Play it for me.
Look, we had a 15-year-old disabled kid in Los Angeles was waiting for his sister to come out of high school, and they pulled out guns on this kid. They pulled out guns and handcuffed this young child. That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. Happening in the United States of America today. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so I'm deeply proud that I had the privilege of signing the nation's first bill.
to address the issue of masking. Also, to require you have simple identification, to your point. I mean, if some guy jumped out of an unmarked car in a van with a mask on, tried to grab me, I mean, by definition, you're going to push back. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government. You saw what Stephen Miller said last week. This should put chills up fine. Called the Democratic Party an extreme.
So there you go. And then lo and behold, the next day, an ICE facility gets shot up and one of his cherished illegals gets killed by his own people, instigated by his own verbiage. And again, espousing that people are disappearing. Give me the names, Gabby. Greasy-haired, white-toothed Gabby. Please give me the names of the people who have disappeared. I'd love to see the list. There isn't any list. There never is. Everything they espouse. There's a transgender genocide with no dead bodies. There is a pandemic with no dead bodies. Climate change is killing people with no dead bodies or evidence. Everything they say is a lie. So there's Gavin Newsom. And then once again, Aaron caught it. He just espoused again. And what he's trying to get is the black community all enraged at ICE because he's claiming that black and brown people need to be on high alert because at any minute they could be taken by masked ICE agents and disappeared. Even though it's not happened one time.
No.
So the man is a disgusting liar who lies and then lies about his lies. That's who he is. And meanwhile, this is going on in California. Play it for me, Will. How many of you think that Gavin Newsom should be worrying about his own state when that's a terrible video, terrible video. 25 masked men steal $1 million worth of merchandise from San Ramon, California jewelry store. And that happens every day under Gavin Newsom's leadership. The highest unemployment rate in the country is Gavin Newsom. Those claiming the most unemployment benefits in the country, Gavin Newsom's California. He took a $260 billion surplus and turned it basically into a $1 trillion deficit. That is this man, Gavin Newsom. That's him. All right, so let me remember that. I love this video. Just playing this for my own selfish pleasure. Kate video, Newsom laughs because he is the face of bleep. Play it for me.
This is a map of San Francisco. There's a lot of plots on that. You may be asking, what is that plotting? Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had. Human feces is now a fact of life, except when a communist dictator comes to town. Then they cleaned up the streets. They lined the streets with Chinese flags. They didn't put American flags there. They cleaned everything up. So they're willing to do it for a communist dictator, but they're not willing to do it for their own people.
So he is shown a map. Now, remember, Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco prior to being governor of California, and turned San Francisco into what is now the state of California, a poop hole. That's what he did. A literal one. Literal one. You're shown a map that is actually true, showing all the human feces on the streets of San Francisco, your marquee city in California, and you sit there and you smile at it. Why wouldn't you at least deadpan? I mean, you shouldn't be smiling about it, because he doesn't care about the victims of the poop and the needles. He doesn't care about the very fact that so many Californians are victimized by his policies, by his legislation, where you aren't even guilty of felonious theft until you've stolen $900 worth of merchandise. So we can show you. I could spend 5, 6, 10, 20, 30 hours showing you videos exclusively of California of people walking in. That's why CVSs are fleeing the state, because people walk in there with a calculator and steal $899 worth of merchandise out of a drugstore and leave with their garbage bags. and nobody will stop them. The employers won't stop them because it's not a felony.
Yep.
That's Gavin Newsom. That's who these people are. And what's really pathetic is if he ran for president right now, at least 40% of our population would vote for the man. It's absolutely disgusting. Here he is again on Colbert last night. I wonder why it is that we're having attacks on the Trump administration. I wonder why it is. What I mean by that are, you know, the various entities of the Trump administration, ICE being one of them. Chief Nerd video. Newsom, Donald Trump is trying to rig the midterm elections. Oh, so we have masked, unmarked, ununiformed, in black vans disappearing black people. And we also have Trump already trying to rig the midterms. Play for me.
As a Democratic Party, we have a lot of work to do to make up for our failures in the past. We got crushed in this last election. And now we're in a position where we are struggling to communicate. We're struggling to win back now the majority in the House of Representatives. And that's a big part of what I'm doing, not just today in terms of the work out here, raising money, but also raising awareness around how Donald Trump is trying to rig the midterm elections and how I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul. Unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
Bring it back to me. Saddest thing about that is that nobody will hold. Now that is permanently etched in stone in the culture of America now, because everything is on video, and there's no erasing it. The saddest thing about that is he will never be held accountable for that statement when we have elections in 2028 and J.D. Vance is elected president. He'll never be held accountable for that statement that we actually, when he loses to J.D. Vance, if he makes it through the primary, because in the primary, hopefully everybody will hold him accountable for his wretched gubernatorial reign over the state of California. But then again, that's why you're seeing violence. He just claimed that all elections are over. He will then pour out support to Volodymyr Zelensky, who has ended elections. Very strange. And then he talks about this 15-year-old kid. I know that was the previous video, that the ICE agents had guns on him. Oh, Aaron, that brings up that story.
Yeah.
The ICE agents had guns out. They didn't point the guns at the 15-year-old kid, but they had guns. You know what all law enforcement officers have? Guns. Reminds me of 310 to Yuma. They were shooting bullets. Yeah, they all have guns. That would be correct. Now, that same 50-year-old 15 years ago, Gavin Newsom would gladly abort that kid.
True.
That's who he is. He's a murderer. He would gladly have aborted that kid, but now, 15 years later, suddenly he cares about him. And there was an inch away from being passed in the state of California where that kid could have been aborted 28 days after he was born. And let me just tell you something about law enforcement. When you are involved in a law enforcement encounter and that requires guns and there are kids around, do you put your guns away? Yeah, I was involved in this. I was involved in a chase with a guy, ended up pretty much isolated on my own, and I had to chase him into a house. He had his infant son. This is a career criminal. The weird thing about it is all my charges were dismissed because they said that I handled it wrong. But anyway, which is funny, but I don't have time to get into that. But anyway, they said that I charged him with child neglect because he was running from the police with his kids in his hand. So, anyway, child abuse under neglect. But anyway, that's typical of weak-kneed leftist prosecutors, which is what I was dealing with. But anyway, back to the story. So I chased this guy into his house. He had his kid, his little boy, in his arms. It's probably 2.5-year-old boy. And he hid in the closet. Okay, you're running from me. You've committed multiple felonies. I'm chasing you. I go into your house. I'm let into the house, but he's hiding in a walk-in closet. Well, actually, he's hiding in a room. And then in the room, he's inside the walk-in closet. So what do I have out at this point?
Gun.
My 9mm.
Yeah.
Right here. Okay. I'm alone. I don't have any backup at this point. So I go into the house and I kick his door into that locked closet. Actually, I kicked the door into the bedroom, then walked in the closet. And I'm pointing my gun at him while he had his kid in his hand. Okay, you don't put your gun away because there's a kid around. That shows Gavin Newsom's never done anything in his life. He's never had to handle an emergency situation. That's why the FBI sucks so bad, is they've never been in those situations. That's why they lose every gunfight. That's why they're always overreacting and oversupplied, just overarmed going into every encounter when they're arresting Roger. Remember, Gavin Newsom had no problem with them raiding Mar-a-Lago, fully armed. no problem with them raiding Roger Stone, fully armed, arresting Navarro and perp walking him through the airport in leg irons. He had no problem with that at all. But if an ICE agent happens to have a gun with him while they're detaining a 15-year-old illegal who needs to be deported because he's illegal, who's there to pick up another illegal, which is the job of ICE. Yes, for some reason, Gavin Newsom has a problem with that. Here's an interesting thing. Wall Street Apes video. The day Charlie Kirk was killed and everyone was focused on that, Gavin Newsom and California Democrats ran through an online censorship bill. Play for me.
In the middle of all of this, something else happened around free speech, something nobody seems to be talking about, happening in the background while none of us are paying attention. The bluest state in the country, California, just passed the most censorious bill ever to be introduced in this country, SB 771, passing the assembly on September 10th, 10 days ago, then on September 16th, passing the Senate. Completely under our noses, which means right now, all that stands between complete statewide government censorship is Gavin Newsom's signature. Now, am I exaggerating about how bad this bill is? No, I am not. Here is the actual bill. You can pull this up yourself on the state's website. The bill is called SB 771. It's called Personal Rights, Liability, Social Media Platforms. In Section 2, Title 23 of the bill, it defines the penalties for breaking this new California law. If you post something on social media, anywhere online, that the state of California deems to be hateful, there's a penalty for that reckless violation, a civil penalty of up to $500,000. For an intentional, knowing, or willful violation, a civil penalty of up to $1 million. That is the definition of the state controlling speech, folks, not what Trump just did. We don't like what the FCC chairman happened to say on Benny Johnson's show, but there's a huge difference between that and real government censorship. And what type of speech is California trying to police here? Well, let's read from the bill. It says, this bill protects against online harassment, particularly when directed at historically marginalized groups. Which means what? If you were to, I don't know, point out who the Kavanaugh assassin is, which we all just learned about this morning in this new court filing, if you were to say who that person is, would you be fined $500,000? Pretty frightening. All of this happening in the midst of the media and Democrats, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, making hay out of Trump trying to attack the First Amendment. Meanwhile, the state of California is actively passing UK-style laws that will fine you for saying the wrong thing. Pretty wild. And this bill is completely done, folks. It's passed in the House. It's passed in the Senate. All that's left is Gavin Newsom signing it into law.
So right when it appears that, Aaron, me and you need to look into the YouTube thing. Maybe they'll give us back all the videos they deleted the Foundation Church from like 2011 and everything else.
Yeah.
Because YouTube comes out and has admitted that they censored at the orders of the Biden administration. I have a whole censorship thing that I don't have time to get into tonight. But I've got the, we're going to do all these tomorrow. World exclusive from James O'Keefe, senior DOJ Epstein investigator reveals Epstein was CIA and Mossad.
Oh.
Whoops. What's Cash Patel going to say now? Because the CIA just said he was.
Oops.
Whoops. The CIA says he's CIA.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what you're going to do. You're like, Tom, I thought you were pro-Trump. I am. And I will always, I am pro-Trump. I hope Trump does run in 2028 because I'm voting for him again. I'm just saying that they're wrong on Epstein, as I've been saying for months. I don't have time to get into that right now. But while you have this going on, YouTube's having this Maricopa. The Nelk boys had their interview with Donald Trump put back on. And Alex Jones was on with Nick Fuentes today. And they partnered up to say, all right, when we're done with our interview, let's try to get back onto YouTube. I was banned for life off of YouTube myself. Our church was. For saying ivermectin, that's a horrible offense. Right in the midst of this, but here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with this. Let me dig this out. Where is it? There it is. I look like an Alex Jones imitator.
Yeah.
Aaron, we got to get that overhead. As soon as we can, we'll get the overhead thing, and I'll be able to yell at you like Alex does with his crew. But overhead.
Okay, put it on the overhead.
Overhead. So anyway, while YouTube is having this Maricopa, it's weird, though, because all of these other entities are now heightening censorship as YouTube lessens its censorship so that YouTube can then censor again. And I'm like, and like TikTok is lessening its censorship, but now it's falling under Israeli control, which will mean that you can't say anything against Israel. But anyway, so we always have to look at this back and forth, this push-pull going on, this synergistic tension between the lessening of censorship and the increase of censorship, because Camus, from Camus on Twitter, the unelected EU chief, Ursula von der Leyen, just unveiled her blueprint for silencing dissent, and it's called the EU Democracy Shield.
Oh,
so they're going to be censoring misinformation to protect democracy. So they're going to shield democracy. They're going to protect democracy by using totalitarianism. They're going to protect democracy by institutionalizing anti-democracy. They're going to protect democracy by censoring speech. That's what they do. And it's the same thing here where you have the Gavin Newsom bill, these personal rights bill. That personal rights bill that's taking away personal rights. And if you put anything hateful on, you can be censored by the state of California. If you post something on social media in the state of California, this is all passed, by the way, it's now statutory law in the state of California. Anywhere online that the state of California deems hateful. So if you say Gavin Newsom is a greasy-haired scumbag, that would be hateful, right? There's a penalty for that reckless violation, a civil penalty of $500,000. For an intentional, knowing, or willful act, a civil penalty of $1 million because you put something hateful. Now, who is going to be the arbiter of hate? That would be all the left-wingers, like penis lopping off Scott Wiener. People like that. All right, 10:18, I got to call it. Ugh, I got so much. Oh, man, look at all these rants tonight. We can pay Will. Woo! Will gets paid. Rumble Rants, Nate Dad 1, $20. Nude Monk, $20. Kabatinger. Is that right, Aaron? What do you think? Kabatinger?
Yeah, probably.
Love you. I'm sorry if I massacre your names. $20. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Hefner, $10. Conservative Warrior, $65. $5. Sexy Pony, $2. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. Love you all. God bless you.